I'm Matt Sardo, and this is the Monkeys Fighting Robots podcast. Holy cow. Stop the presses. Where are we at? It's a Sunday in May. It's Mother's Day. And we are recording a podcast in 2021. We have survived the apocalypse, and I am so happy that you are here with me. Podcasting takes up a lot of time, and I had 3 kids, and we changed what we did at Monkeys Fighting Robots, so I had to take a break from podcasting, but I want to get back into podcasting, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab this microphone, and I'm going to pull it close to me, because I want to pull you close to me, and I just want to have conversations with you, because you guys have been amazing. Since 2015. I can't believe we launched Monkeys Fighting Robots in 2015. 6 years ago. 6+ years now. Monkeys Fighting Robots have been going crazy. And we first started Monkeys Fighting Robots. You know, we were covering craft beer. We were covering tech and movies and TV and all this stuff. And I realized that, like, I want to talk about comic books. I want to talk about comic books. And that's where I feel like I can do the most good, is talking about comic books or writing about comic books. Whew, a little out of breath. I'm not prepared for this. But I do have a giant glass of water. And so I wanted to talk about comic books. And I wanted to create comic books. So Jamie Jones and I got together and we started publishing Tales of Monkeys Fighting Robots, the comic strip. And we kickstarted the first issue. And I had this great idea that I was going to, like, pound the pavement in 2020 and go to all these different comic book stores and all these different conventions and just talk to people about Monkeys Fighting Robots, Tales of Monkeys Fighting Robots, how amazing the comic book industry is, and where we've gone, and the evolution, and just all the crazy shit that's out there that you and I love, which is insane, because there's so many comic books out there, it's so good. And I went to Sci-Fi Bartow in February, and that was awesome, and then I went to a punk rock flea market by my house, and that was awesome. And then we had a signing at Big Head Vintage Toys up in Tampa. And that's when COVID hit and nobody showed up. And it was crazy. And the world shut down. And I got really depressed. And I ate a lot of food and I drank so much. And I just kept eating and drinking. And kept drinking and eating. And all this stuff. And got super depressed. I'm not a depressed person. But I got really depressed. And that was scary. So I had to figure out what to do. Because there was no comic books coming out. There's no movies coming out. There's no sports on TV. I was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, we have to do something. And then I discovered cartoonist Kayfabe. And there was a Fans of Cartoonist Kayfabe group on Facebook. And these guys were creators. And these guys were just making shit. Like, they're just like, fuck it, we're just making comic books. We don't care if it's on a piece of paper, folded in half, and folded in half again, and just handing things out to people. But we're fucking making comic books. And I sat in this group for a little bit and was chatting with people. And I did one of their Zoom meetings where they already collaborate and makes a page from a comic book, and like I drew and put together a page for one of their books, and I was like, shit. I was like, technology's out there. You got people podcasting, you got people video casting, you got people websites, you know, and that's all that's out there and everything like that. And I was like, shit. I was like, what we need to do. And what these guys inspired me to do was We have to make a zine. We got to get back to the roots of the crazy shit. You know, like, you got Wizard out there back in the day. That shit was just, you know, that shit was primo. But, like, you get into that zine-y mode and just get a little dirty. Like, we got to get dirty. Yeah, and that's how I felt with COVID hitting, and I was like, we gotta publish a magazine, and we did. Last year, we published Monkeys Fighting Robots, the magazine number one, and we crushed it. It was awesome. So many backers, and it was amazing. And I published that book, and I got it out, and I was like, this is the shit. We need to do this more. So we established that we're going to publish a magazine every 6 months. And so COVID was still going on, and I mailed off all these books, and I was like, okay, November, we got to do it again. We got to do another Kickstarter to do this, and we got to get it out there. And then I didn't realize how depressed I still was. And it's really hard to run a Kickstarter when you're kind of depressed and out of it, because all you're doing is getting rejections. You're like, hey, back my book, do this, all this other. I was like, and I struggled through, because I was like, I have to do this for our creators. I have to do this for people who are doing it, and like, we're doing some cool shit. We gotta get through this Kickstarter wall. And it was a tough one. We battled and stuff, and we tried to do something different, where we included Tales of Monkeys Fighting Robot. I tried to make this thing as simple as possible for people. And it backfired. It did. Because people were like, what are you selling? Are you selling Tales of Monkeys Fighting Robots number two? Or are you selling Monkeys Fighting Robots the magazine number two? And we were sending a confusing mixed message to people and stuff. And I thought we were like, hey, you know, one of the biggest expenses is shipping. So, like, if I'm shipping you two books that you've already backed, like, this should be good. You know, but, you know, you live and learn. I mean, I was only on my third and fourth book, publishing my third Kickstarter. I mean, like, these are the dog days where you actually learn what you're doing, and you learn how to do this stuff. Another water break. And so, I got through the Kickstarter in November. We published the book, and it came out beautiful. That cover, oh man, Jeff Krawcheck, American kid in Germany. I say American kid. He's probably my age. He's got some kids too, or a kid. His covers are awesome, and I love them. And it's the exact feeling that I want from my magazine, and he pulled it together. I say my magazine. I don't want to sound possessive, because it is a group project that everybody pulls together, and the writers of the website are amazing, and the creators creating comic books are amazing, or comic strips are amazing, and it's just some really good stuff, and I'm so proud of everybody that's worked on the previous two issues and the stuff that's going on with this third one. So we're trying to catch up. This is the long story of where I'm going with this. So we get this comic book out, and I was like, I don't know, we're going to do a third one. I mean, this is my internal emotion. We're always doing a third one, but this is the battle we're going, you know, because every 6 months we're publishing a book, we're doing this, we're getting it out there, because it's good. And I was like, okay, we gotta do this for the third one. And so I came up with a new plan. If you know me, and in my past lives and everything like that, you know that, like, my marketing and promotion skills are top-notch. I've done some crazy things, you know, crazy things that got me in trouble, but we've definitely, everybody's had a good time, everybody survived, and nobody's gotten injured, and nobody sued me. And by nobody sued me, like, I almost got sued, but seriously, it was still, everybody enjoyed themselves, it was fine. And that's another story I'll tell you guys later. But so, I was like, okay, Monkeys Fighting Robots, the magazine number three, we're gonna make this balls crazy and good. You know, we're gonna start at 28 pages, and our stretch goals are just gonna keep adding pages to the book, and I really want this thing to go to like 48 pages. And we're gonna put Tales of Monkeys Fighting Robots inside of it. So, like, we'll consolidate everybody on the same page and we'll get as many artists in there as possible. And we'll write as many articles as possible. Like, it'll be bonkers crazy good. And so we launched it. We launched it a week ago. And some people came in right away. So basically, if you go to Kickstarter right now and you look for Monkeys Fighting Robots, like, we're there. Or if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, or you go to Monkeys Fighting Robots, the website, like, everywhere there's Monkeys Fighting Robots, you'll see a link to the Kickstarter. So if you want to get a copy of the magazine, because you have no clue what I'm talking about, definitely go to our Kickstarter and check it out. Because this one's going to be a good one. This one, I've learned. And I'm going to learn each issue. So each issue, I'm going to learn something, and I'm going to say the next one is going to be better than the other ones. Because it is. Because, I mean, like, I'm never going to be the best ever at putting a magazine together. Because that's really fucking hard to do. if you don't know, it's really fucking hard to put together a magazine. So I don't think I'll ever become the master of putting a magazine together. I think I'll always be learning stuff. And I'll always, you know, bring things in from other elements, and it'll just be growing. I'll be evolving. The magazine will always fucking evolve. That's where I am. Yeah, so if you go to Kickstarter, check it out right now. And we're right at like 75 backers. We got funded. We reached the first stretch goal. So now, you know, is the big push. And so this is what I want this podcast to be now, is I want it to be kind of like an inside look at Monkeys Fighting Robots and an inside look at like Matt Sardo kind of thing. Because, you know, I mean, the only way this is going to work is if there's a personal connection. You know, me talking about, I don't know, I've talked about everything under the sun. But like, I want this to be more. I want to actually feel like I'm having a conversation with my buddies. You know, I got my buddy Jay, I got my buddy James, I got Paolo, I got Ben, I got my buddy Dan. You know, I want to actually have this be a conversation with my friends, and I want you to be that person. I mean, like, we're all in this shit together, and it's all fucking crazy. And if I can learn from my experiences and explain them to you, and hopefully if you're a creator, you're like, oh shit, this is what Matt did in his Kickstarter. I can do this, or I can do something different, or something like that. Or like, I'm trying to think of all the other crazy shit that's going on. I don't know, I'm a dad of three kids, and two of them look exactly the same. Like, I go through crazy shit all the time. So if I can put that out there to you, and we can grow together, and I can get things off of my chest, which will help me immensely. Sunday night, talking into a microphone after, you know, raising kids, work, you know, relationship drama with my wife, which there isn't. I mean, but like, that's, you have all these different elements of life that pulls at you and tugs at you, and all these crazy things. And you know, just having this to be like, I don't know, I want my confessional, but still, it's my confessional. If you're a podcaster, you're either fake or you're confessing the world. So, I mean, like, it's the persona or whatever. Like, but this is where I am right now. 5 years into Monkeys Fighting Robots, you know, thousands of page views, you know, being on TV, you know, all the big things that we've ever done. I'm scaling it down. You know, we're publishing a zine. I want to talk to you. And I want to talk about comic books. I want to hear what you have to say. And, you know, going from there. Like, I'm really, like, grunging it. I'm in this, like, zine-y, pump up the volume kind of, like, mode in my life right now. And I really like where I am. And I really want to hang out with you. I mean, it's weird, because I'm speaking into a void right now, but, like, I think it's going to be awesome. I really do, and I'm so glad to be back here and making this happen, because I think that's key, too, is just creating shit feels good. So if you're a creator or whatever you do, just create some shit. Like, say it's cupcakes, cookies, I'm real hungry now, cake, whatever, just, you know, like, I don't know, mail somebody a letter or a postcard, like create some shit because it will make you feel good. All right, so we got this Kickstarter going and we're a weekend doing great. But also, and I don't know why the hell I did this to me, like I also timed in like a week before the Kickstarter. I was like, I'm going to go on a diet. I got my two shots. I'm vaccinated. I went up, saw my buddies in Chicago, James and Jess and Paolo and Teddy Baseball, and I had a great time, and I came back, and I was the fattest ever. It was 285. 285. I am not a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. I am a dad of three kids, and I just need to stop being a fatty boombaladdy. So, I went on a diet. No booze, no sugar, no carbs, and Jesus Christ. Oh my God. That first week was painful, but I made it through. And for some reason, my body, when I go on a diet like that, like I drop the first 10 pounds quick. So I got down to 275, and now I'm sitting at like 270.2. And I would really like to wake up tomorrow morning and be 269 point whatever, just be under 270. And then if I can start just cracking away at, you know, getting down under 260, that would be amazing. And then if I can get under 250, you know, if I can lose 35 pounds and be at 250, that would be amazing. And I'm sure my doctor would be happy with me too. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at. Oh, the other thing is I hit depression mode during COVID, and I was like, I gotta figure out something to do. And like, there was no hockey and you couldn't go out, so I was like, I gotta do something and be sort of social. So I took up disc golf, and I probably would have made, if I was in college back in the day, I probably would have made fun of the hippies playing disc golf. But like, disc golf for me is like my new zen, and I am obsessed with it. So if you play disc golf, I would love to talk to you too, because it's just perfect for me. Like, it keeps me nice and competitive. It keeps me, like, focused, and, like, it drives me, and, like, I just want to be out there throwing discs all the time. And then also, like, my comic book brain looks at these discs, and a lot of them don't have the best graphics ever on them. And I'm like, these discs need to look amazing, and they could. I just got to figure out how we make that happen, how we merge some comic book artists and some disc makers, and you make some epic shit there. Because again, creating epic shit is the way things need to go. What else is going on in the world? Okay, so we got disc golf, we got the Kickstarter. Oh, I caught you up with the past year of depression and fatness, and now I'm on a diet. I'm off the sauce. Oh man. I got the Mets game. Mets coming into town next week for 3 games, and I'm going to go back on the sauce for those three days. And then I'm going to get back off the sauce on that. So I'm going to have fun for 3 days. I'm probably going to get chocolate wasted on some Bud Light. But it'll be a good time. But yeah. That's where I am right now. This weekend I binge watched Jupiter's Legacy. And I was not happy with it. I feel like I wasted 8 hours of my life. And that's really disappointing, because you really don't want to waste 8 hours of your life. And then on the other hand, Bad Batch, the second episode, was really good. I'm excited to see where they're going with that. And it's just mind-boggling. You go from Bad Batch to Jupiter's Legacy, and you compare and contrast those, and just the feelings and emotions that they can, like, instill, Dave Filoni can instill in a 30-minute cartoon, where, like, I didn't give a shit about anybody, and 8 hours of Jupiter's Legacy, and I was just kind of waiting for the mystery to unfold. And then, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what the mystery is, like, stop listening to me now. 1, 2, 3, pause, or like 1, 2, 3, I'm going to spoil this, or like 1, 2, 3, like, you know, are you there or not there? But it's fine. Okay. So basically, the way Jupiter's Legacy ends is kind of where it began, and there has been no progression of the story. Like, what happened in the first 2 episodes is basically where you are at the end of the series. Yet I had to go through, you know, 6 hours of other stuff before that. So that was really depressing. I was like, oh, I thought there'd be some sort of climactic moment and some sort of, you know, I don't know, some growth of the show or something. But it's bad. I mean, I thought the costuming is so bad, like real bad, like so bad. But then I was like kind of hooked on the story and where they were going with it. And then that didn't go anywhere. It literally could have been a 2-hour movie and had much, would have been tighter, would have been better and everything like that. But like, I was really hooked. And then I got to the payoff and I was like, oh man, that sucked balls. So Jupiter's Legacy is not a fan of me and everything, and I'm not a fan of them. So I don't really know what to do with that. So, but Bad Batch is good. I'm excited for that. That's going to be like an exciting every Friday. Be like, hey kids, let's watch that and see where they go with that. What else? I got the complete Bone trade in today. I ordered it. Jeff Smith Bone. I forgot how fucking big this thing is, and I'm gonna have so much fun reading it to my kids. Like, it's gonna be a good, we're gonna have a good read with this, and you know, get some monsters and good things. I'm very excited to read this to the kids and see how they like it and go from there. So I got that. I'm trying to think of what else going on. Met series coming up. I'm gonna have some stuff going on with the Kickstarter, with like stretch goals that are gonna be coming up. Everything else, not eating, not drinking, trying to keep that together. We survived Mother's Day. My mom, my wife, and then my mother-in-law. That's a tough week. That's a tough weekend. I went to the beach. The beach is awesome. I'm trying to think what else is going on there. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And yeah, that's where my Sunday brain is shutting off at this point in time. Oh yeah, Mayor of Easttown. That's after I get done publishing this, I'm gonna watch that. That's a really good show. That show makes me feel old. I'll definitely talk about that next podcast. So my goal for this is to kind of just, I'm gonna write down some thoughts every day from the week and try to come at you with like a recap of my week and what I've gone through, what I liked, you know, what I didn't like, things like that. And then like little nuggets that I can give to you guys. Yeah, like nuggets, like the shawarma chicken at Trader Joe's, I think it's saving my life. Like, it's probably the best thing ever invented in the world. So I will definitely talk about the great amazing things from Trader Joe's I find, because I'm really upset that all my friends in Chicago never told me, like, hey, you should go to Trader Joe's and get some stuff, because one, it's cheap, and two, they make like some really cool shit. So yeah, that's where we are. So I'm Matt Sardo. This is the Monkeys Fighting Robots podcast. I would love to chat with you on Twitter. You know, you can follow me on Twitter. You can talk to Monkeys Fighting Robots on Twitter. That's usually me chiming in. Facebook is weird. I mean, you can friend me on Facebook and say, you know, I know you from the podcast and stuff, because I would love to get names and faces that go together and everything. But that would be fine. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm using Anchor for the podcast because it sends it everywhere. But definitely chime in about like what comic books you're reading or what shows you're watching and what food you're eating. I mean, we can try to go through this. Or like if you play disc golf, like tell me what courses you're playing, because I will definitely talk about that at some point in time. But yeah, this right here, it's basically the Matt Sardo confessional kind of thing, but like, it's going to be good, and I'm excited to share my growth, you know, of where I've been as a person, and hopefully like my trials and tribulations will help you get through your trials and tribulations, because like, you're not alone. Like, we're all shoveling shit. You know, just some of us have smaller shovels, and it seems like it's taken forever, but like, I'm here with you, man, and woman, but I'm here to chat with you and just kind of get through this thing called life. Yeah, that's, you know, oh, Ted Lasso. Yeah, I'm just gonna chime in with Ted Lasso. So we'll talk about Ted Lasso. It's gonna be a fun time, and I'm glad that you're here with me, and I can't wait to talk to you more because it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm gonna try to Sundays around this time, 10, 11 o'clock, as soon as it quiets down, I'll hop on the mic, put some thoughts together. I'm going to write my thoughts down during the week, and so I can be a little bit more coherent for you guys. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and then we're going to talk comic books, TV show, I mean, all the stuff. We're going to talk about life. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about life. It's going to be pretty awesome. So I will talk to you guys in a week. Thank you so much for joining me and being part of this. And, I love you guys.